Last month, over 120,000 people from around Australia and the world descended on Rockhampton for Beef Week. Seeing the level of engagement, energy and passion of attendees was a wonderful reflection of the strength and scale of agriculture in Australia. WFI was there, shaking hands and chatting with people about the latest trends. It was clear from chatting to people on the ground that there is a big focus on sustainability across the industry, with the latest CSIRO modelling suggesting that emissions from red meat production accounts for just under 11% of Australia's total emissions. I shook hands with AgForce President Georgie Somerset and AgForce CEO Michael Guerin about the role the beef industry plays in addressing climate change, a pertinent topic to chat about while surrounded by all the activity of Beef Week. Our conversation centres around the importance of sustainability, how emissions are measured, and how farmers can improve their sustainability and take advantage of new opportunities through AgForce's scientifically backed AgCare program. George even took the time to explain how the AgCare program has helped improve both her family's land and her business. As you'll hear, Georgie, Michael and AgForce really are good people to know.
So we're on the ground here at Beef Week, Beef Australia 2024. I'm with Georgie Somerset and Michael Guerin from AgForce. Georgie, welcome.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And Mike, great to see you.
Thank you. Yes, always good to be with WFI.
Thank you very much. So as we get started, Beef Week, what's it mean for you, Georgie, and your impressions of 2024? And
look, I think beef just keeps getting better. That incredible leadership, they provide so much for the industry. So there's so much information. You know, a couple of days in, already had some really good seminars, but I also know people have had some great opportunities to look at a whole lot of equipment and technology. But it's also a great family day out. So I'm just excited to see so many young families and people from industry. I've got all our offspring and partners are here, you know, really embedding themselves, those young people and the school students.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw a school group come through earlier while I was outside.
Yeah, we've got about 4,000 school students going through the AgForce schools program that Beef put together. The beef leadership has been extraordinary out there for our industry.
Yep. Fantastic. Mike, from your perspective?
Yeah, it's a great industry to be part of, and beef just gets better and better. So, you know, there's a lot of big challenges we talk about at the global level at the moment. Food can provide so many of the answers. You know, food security is not something that a lot of the world has. Australia has an incredible export industry, an amazing product, something we take for granted in supermarket shelves. And every 3 years to come here and to talk to people, actually grow what we take for granted is awesome. To work with them, to think about the innovation. And as AgForce, just to represent them in the conversations are really important. So always exhausting, but always great to be here.
It is a long week. And you just said represent them. So just a question to either of you to jump in on.
Yes.
AgForce, and you know, who is it, what's it do, and how's it go about it?
So AgForce is a voluntary member organisation which represents producers in conversations it's important they're represented at. So as individual producers, they run complex big businesses, they look after families, they're a part of regional and rural communities. But there are other conversations that it's really important industry and producers are a part of right now. We talk about natural capital, we talk about the climate, we talk about food security, some of the big challenges and the part we can play. It is just so important that producers are in those conversations. So what AgForce does is it does its best to represent the collective view of producers in those important conversations to ensure the outcomes recognise the part producers play, and we don't miss something we take for granted in the policy settings going forward. So that's strong interaction. So very, very flat organisation structure designed to represent the collective view of members, and to do it powerfully to make sure that the younger generation coming through can invest with confidence, knowing we've got their back at all levels of the conversation.
And Andrew, I talk about it in our business as being risk management. You know, years ago we did a SWOT. We can't write the, you know, 28 submissions that we wrote in one of the financial years. You know, we can't do 6 submissions in a week, which was required in December. But we can be an active member of our industry body. Yeah. And as a family, we made a decision we would always be an active member of our industry body to let them do it. So from a risk management perspective, being a member just makes great use of sense.
Yep. Having been on the ground for a few days now, and I've been to a few of the events so far, there's a lot of talk and has been in the media for a while around emission and farming and cattle in particular. What's your thoughts on that conversation?
Look, I think the conversation is maturing. This has been an ongoing conversation, but what I'm really hearing at this beat is we really need to think about the work we do in sequestering, the landscape management, the calorie export that we are part of. So it's a really interesting conversation yesterday that, you know, we contribute to global peace because we keep people well fed.
Yep.
So I think the recognition for what we do is becoming more evident. Yep. And that's exciting because a couple of last week, probably we were more in a bit of a, how are we going to talk about this? Now we're three beefs into a sustainability framework. We're having a lot more mature conversations, but I think there's also real recognition for the role that we play in landscape management, in environmental management, biodiversity management. And that, to me, is sort of a maturing of that conversation and a recognition of the role of agriculture and beef industry in particular can play.
So based on that, you're saying early on the conversation maybe got away from the ag sector, and we're starting to claim it back again?
And I think that people didn't actually have tools to be able to do things. And that's one of the things that AgForce has been really focused on is AgCare, to have a tool that people can actually measure and monitor. And quite a few of the seminars have been talking about the need for data. Yep. So we've seen in the last 10 years so much more tech and data and things like that. But we need tools and we need a language we can use.
Yep.
So Mike, emissions in the beef industry are different. How are they measured?
That's a great question, Andrew. The science is not actually settled. And the first point I make is that the emissions measurement is gross, not net. And a ruminant animal, like a cattle beast, is part of the carbon cycle. So an animal eats grass, which is stored carbon, and it processes that into the meat that we eat, and also the out the back end comes some fertiliser that goes back into the soils and builds the soil fertility. So the way they measure emissions at the moment in the cattle industry, more broadly in agriculture, is on a gross basis.
Yep.
For some landscape level things and some satellite imagery, but it doesn't tell a story. And it's a really, really important point. Agriculture in a lot of areas is a net sequester.
Yep.
And where it's not a net sequester, it actually sequesters a huge amount. And the game of growing food enables that sequestration. So the more food we grow, the more we sequester carbon, which is a really important part of the conversation. So we're wanting to get away from the gross measurement and into the net measure. But it's a great question, Andrew.
Yeah, those are the follow-up questions. Yeah, the role cattle play in actually sequestering carbon. So
yes,
I've touched on that. So yeah,
sort of answered that. But all ruminant animals. So they're animals with multiple stomachs, like sheep or another one.
Yeah.
I think, Andrew, the other thing that we're starting to talk about is zero hunger. So we're talking about zero net emissions. But actually, we've got mongrel issues in the world. And so ruminant animals take, and as Mike said, unpalatable items, and it's something that monogastric, as they call them, so chickens and pigs and things can't actually process that in the same way. So, you know, as I say, it's a superpower. They take something that I couldn't actually grow perhaps on most of my land. So they take this inedible grass and turn it into an amazing tasting product.
Yes.
Full of micronutrients and,
yes,
and calorific benefit.
Yes.
And Mike, we'll throw to you. AgForce is championing AgCare, and I know it's been a long time in development. Can you explain to our listeners more about AgCare and what it's about?
Yep, I believe that AgCare is one of the biggest opportunities for producers in Australia and indeed more broadly over the next part of the conversation, which is what part agriculture plays not only in food security but in strengthening environmental outcomes and better biodiversity and all the things that we as a globe are really concerned and interested in. What AgCare does at its heart is it tells the natural capital story at property level. And natural capital, under the international definitions, are all of those things that add up to that conversation about environment, that conversation about biodiversity, that conversation about carbon, about sequestration, about all those elements. It puts it together, and AgCare talks about it at a property level. And the other thing about it, Andrew, which is unique about AgCare, is that AgCare has been built from the bottom up by producers, for producers, and then we've gone to the scientific community to get it validated and verified, so it's an auditable program. So it respects all of the international standards. It's been built by producers, for producers, and allows you to baseline all of your natural capital elements, and then as a business owner, like Georgie is, then say, so how am I going to put those assets to work for benefit of the community, benefit of the landscape, benefit of my business and benefit for food security? So it really is a wonderful ground-up program that puts the producers back in the driving seat in an important conversation where they have so much to contribute, and I would argue in representing them, sometimes that's not well recognised. But AgCare allows them to do that, to be recognised for it, and to be enormous contributors to building climate resilience, to building landscape resilience, to thinking about biodiversity, and to be building a profitable business and putting food on our tables then.
Importantly, you mentioned the scientific aspect, and you've shared with me in the past that it wasn't going to be released until you had scientific rigour across it.
Yes.
So this has undergone a lot of that activity, hasn't it?
It has. Without picking on my chair and my boss too much, there was a number of members who built AgCare, as I said, from the ground up. Hundreds of meetings, thousands of hours, giving their time for no financial reward to try and build something for their industry, which is what AgForce does through its membership in so many ways. And they brought it to the board, and they built this amazing product and said to the board, can we have just a little bit of members' money to digitise this? And the board said, it probably isn't, but it'll be look like a back-of-the-envelope exercise by some producers unless we get it scientifically validated. So they sent the committee away, and they spent another couple of years ultimately getting the scientific reference panel put together, having it chaired by the then chief scientist of Queensland, Hugh Possingham. They looked under the covers, said this is valid, we're happy to give some time to it as well, and also without charging. So we brought together the scientific validation of it, and that's a really powerful part of ag care. So it's not built by the scientific community, it's built by the producers, and it's validated and verified and now backed by the scientific community. So all those elements are covered. And I was joking about Georgie, but it was a really good call by the board. It took us another couple of years, but it is now a powerfully founded product that you can stand behind with confidence that you know the scientific community has said is valid and is also auditable.
And Georgie, as a cattle producer, you have undergone the AgCare program. Is it hard work? Is all the information there? Does it take a long time?
Well, in my business, I'm probably the one that holds some of those things up because I go on the road. We were in the first pilot and we're just going through the digitised phase at the moment. And what we found was actually it wasn't difficult. We already had the information in our cash books. We had the information available to us. We just had to put it into the AgCare modules. What we found when we got our results was we had to really think about it.
Yeah.
Our three children were involved at the time and we sort of went, actually, we need to make some big decisions here. These are decisions about, am I going to be a beef producer? Am I going to be a biodiversity farmer? Am I going to trade carbon? Do I want to go into a renewable project? They're quite big family decisions, and we are still working through some of those, but it's given us a really good sense of what are the options available to us. I think the other thing is that I keep saying to people, don't rush into anything, but AgCare gives you that chance to benchmark what you're doing. You can know what your data is, know what you've got available to you, and then go from there. But like anything, you wouldn't go and sell your property if you didn't know what the value was. We're asking people not to go to market with their carbon or their biodiversity and go into projects without knowing what the value of their natural capital is.
Yep.
So I think it's just given us another tool.
Yep.
It's given us confidence. And we're going through intergenerational change in the business, and it gives the next generation some confidence as well. Yep.
You talked options. So did it surprise you what came out?
Well, we were surprised at the scale of the projects that were available to us. So we had no idea really of the sense of scale of those projects. And so it made us sort of sit back because these are not insignificant projects in terms of their scale and their impact on your operation as well. But also from a business planning perspective, you need to think hard about what you're doing.
Yep. And just to close the loop on AgCare, after having gone through it, what does it mean for you with the land and the cattle?
So I think what it gives us is a benchmark. And what I'm looking forward to is actually doing our next AgCare so that we can actually go, things have improved. And that we can know what we're doing. And so it gives us it. And I think going through the module, it actually causes you to think and capture what your behaviour is. And I'm hoping that we build peer-to-peer and behaviour of producers to be thinking about these things because this makes good business sense.
Yeah.
The changes, my greatest regret is that I'm not more scientific and I didn't measure things in the 90s when we started to really practice change as things were happening in our business.
Yeah.
And so we've done a significant amount of, leguminous trees that sequester more, that enable us to turn off cattle at a younger age with more kilograms, which again is reducing emissions. So there's a whole lot of work we've been doing in industry, but AgCare allows us to actually get a point in time measurement, and we will come back this year and we're doing another point in time measurement.
Yep.
So it means that we really know what we're doing in our business, that we've got data.
And just talking that, also celebrating 25 years.
It's a really exciting celebration. So we came together with three organisations joined in 1999, the Cattlemen's Union Australia, the Grain Growers Association, and the United Graziers Association. And their leaders saw that by bringing broadacre agriculture together, we could be much stronger. And I think that the work we're doing now really reflects the wisdom of that decision. And as I always say as president, I stand on the shoulders of those who went before. We've just essentially relaunched but AgForce training. So we've now got training available for industry where, we're doing the natural capital. We're doing all the normal advocacy work around, valuations of roads and so forth and technology and biosecurity and all these other important things. But 25 years is an important milestone.
Partnerships for everything. And anything else on the AgForce horizon you'd still like to share with our listeners or anything sort of on the radar?
I am really excited by the next generation and We embedded the Young Producers Council into our structure a couple of years ago. I just love seeing those young people step into governance. This last election, 18 months ago, we saw them come through on a commodity boards. I'm really excited to see what this election this year sees. Looking forward to who steps forward. But how we enable our next generation, they've got their first policy. They're trying to seek support for a farm funding guarantee from government. So enabling that next generation to really take the reins and run our industry is critical. When I was in my 20s, people my age gave me a crack, and I think it's really beholden on me to actually give those young people a go now too.
Yep. Mm. And Andrew, just for all your listeners, be proud of the Australian agriculture industry. We are the best in the world at what we do. People like George and thousands of others.
Yep.
We produce, you know, quality, locally grown, clean and green produce we can confidently buy from the supermarket shelves.
Yep.
It's been there for generations. It can remain there for generations. If you have any questions or you see any of this disinformation that goes around about what we might be doing in different places, give us a ring. Come out and see a producer. They're very friendly. They're proud to show off their industry. It's really important those conversations carry on. But for all of Australia, it is an industry you can be incredibly proud of. If you've got any questions, give us a ring.
And almost on two fronts for all of Australia, isn't it? You know, about our farms across Australia feed Australians, yes. But we also feed a lot of the world.
That's right.
Yeah, and I think we export so much.
I loved that yesterday, that we export agriculture, so we export calories, we export energy,
yep.
LNG and things, and we also export resources, so coal and so forth. So we really contribute to global health. And that's something to be incredibly proud of as Australian farmers.
And talking exporting too, we're also, you know, there's a lot of ag tech and new initiatives coming up. And again, I think a lot of that Australian technology is finding its way overseas as well.
Absolutely. It's very exciting.
It is. All right. I know you've got meetings, Georgie, all through Beef Australia, so I won't hold you up too much longer. But thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for being at Beef with us, Andrew.
That's fantastic.
Really
yep. And Mike, thank you for having us.
Yep. Pleasure, Andrew, as always.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today for this special conversation recorded on the ground at Beef Week with Georgie Somerset and Michael Guerin from AgForce. Links to more information about AgForce's AgCare program can be found in the show notes and on their website. Just like AgForce's unwavering in its commitment to Queensland farmers, WFI Insurance has a long and proud history of helping agricultural communities to identify and mitigate their risks, protecting Aussie farms for over 100 years. Please join us again next time as we shake hands with more good people to know.